This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so it took multiple years, but I guess they finally have a new name for monkeypox. The World Health Organization has now announced that monkeypox is now going to be called Mpox. Now, I don't know who won. Do you remember on Twitter, the World Health Organization said, you know what, guys, we're open to suggestions. Whatever we should do to call, whatever you want to call monkeypox, what are some names that you have for us? And somebody, people put real stupid answers down, like connect the pox, IPOX 1, IPOX 2, Pokepox. I mean, it's, just real stupid stuff. I guess the World Health Organization kind of regretted leaving that up to, but yeah, they did ask and they were like, look guys, we are open to suggestions. So they finally did decide on Mpox. Now, monkeypox was, something that needed to be changed out. I know many of you are like, well, what about chickenpox? What about West Nile? What about Ebola? When we used to do names of illnesses, we would connect them to something that happened or a country, the Spanish flu. I don't think Spain liked that very much. Ebola, an area, Zika, these were areas, these were territories, these were geographical locations. And so it can stigmatize an area. Now, I have to double check where Ebola is. I don't think Ebola, okay, I had heard that there was actually a place called Ebola. Let me fix this. Because again, hold on a second. Ebola. That there was, it was a village near the Ebola River. That's where it was. It was a village near the Ebola River. And so that now stigmatizes that area. So now when you hear Ebola, I mean, you poop in your pants. And so the World Health Organization does not want that stigmatization. And so monkeypox, true, it does affect monkeys, has been found in monkeys, but they don't think that humans want to say they have the monkeypox. Now, I mean, smallpox wasn't as big a deal because, okay, they're small, but they could still be big pox. But chickenpox, why are chickens involved with that one? So I think we are going to see a lot of renaming. You know, I told you in medicine they want to already rename a lot of things. I'm a little mixed on that because I think if somebody discovered, like the pap smear, Dr. Papanicolaou, he should get credit for that. Every time I have to go in for a pap smear, right, and I want to swear at somebody because I don't like getting a pap smear done, now I know who I could swear, even though he saved millions of lives because the pap smear helps us detect cervical cancer. I mean, his name deserves to be on it. You know, the Whipple procedure for pancreatic cancer. There's certain things that I think there are, you can use the name to honor it, but if the name is going to stigmatize it, then no. There is a big push for things to be changed to look less discriminatory. So, for example, hysterectomy, a hysteroscopy. Hist, like hysteria, has to do with the woman's uterus. Well, okay, you know, women don't... There was a condition called globus hystericus for years, where women whose estrogen was dropping would feel like there's something in their throat. And this globus feeling like something's in your throat could make you feel a little hysterical. We changed that because it was a disease of mostly women, and women didn't want to have that term hystericus. Even though the hystericus had to do with the lack of estrogen, it had to do with the whole female, you know, sort of cycle and the lack of cycle and then some of the anxiety with it. They were like, let's kind of get, you know, let's change it. So now we call it a globus sensation. And it doesn't matter if you're female, male, you have a globus sensation. The globus sensation might be due to estrogen dropping, but you don't have to add the hystericus to it. So this change with the monkeypox term is going to be the first of many. And so it's just pronounced mpox. So we're not calling it monkeypox. Currently, there's about 30,000 cases in the U.S. since it started. 80,000, I believe, worldwide. Monkeypox is not gone, or mpox is not gone. Mpox is still infecting individuals, but there has been some huge educational campaigns, a lot of measures taken by high-risk communities to decrease the change. Biden administration said they loved calling it mpox. From this point forward, it's going to be mpox. Monkeypox was originally named in 1970, more than a decade after the virus was found in captive monkeys, but it didn't always start in monkeys. We don't know where it started from. So since the outbreak, we're like, let's get rid of it, all right? Let's get rid of that term. And 81,000 monkeypox cases in the U.S. In 81,000, I'm sorry, in the world, in 110, there's a typo here with CNN, but in 110 countries have been reported to the World Health Organization. All right, so we're making some progress on that. I mean, it took them a while. I mean, you would think they'd work a little faster, but I guess to find the right name, look at what happened with the Washington Commanders. Look at how long it took for them to come up. They had to be Washington football team until they could figure out what they could, you know, call themselves. So we are definitely in a state of flux, but we finally made some headway. Mpox. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Timothy writes, they're saying Biden is the oldest U.S. president, but wasn't Ronald Reagan the oldest president? No. Ronald Reagan, before Biden, I believe was the oldest person to assume the presidency, but Biden beat him by a long shot. Ronald Reagan was elected when he was about 70. And then he did 8 full years and left at the age of 78. Or right before, like I think 77 years, 349 days. So he was the oldest until, I think, President Trump. Trump might have also beat him because I think Trump was 72. Let me see. President Trump, I think I have to double check that. He was 70.
Ronald Reagan was not the oldest. It was Trump then and now Biden. So I know it's, is it me or do 60-year-olds look kind of young? You know, younger to me than, Ronald Reagan to me looked like a granddad, and he was. 69 years old is a granddad. But, boy, compared to Biden, it's amazing. I need to find out who this was. But there was a few weeks ago watching football. Somebody had compared Tom Brady, who's, 45 now? I keep thinking he's 42, but he's not. Yeah, Tom Brady's 45, and they compared him to another football star who was 45 back in the 70s and 80s. And wow, the guy looked like he was 60. Tom Brady looks like he's still in his 20s or 30s. Gosh, he's good looking. Not Jimmy Garoppolo's very good looking, though. He's still, I think, the sexiest quarterback out there. But we have aged differently. Now, maybe it's because we got less sun. The olden days, men were out there, but Tom Brady's out there in the sun. Maybe we're using more sunscreen. Maybe he moisturizes. I don't know why you would have one football player similar in age look so much older. A lot of us, too. When you look at, there's this meme where the actor in Cocoon, who looks like he's in his 60s or 70s, was only in his 50s at the time. Wilford Brimley, is it? And then you see Ant-Man, and I forget the gentleman who plays Ant-Man. That should be on the top of my, Paul Rudd. And they say same age. You're like, no way. Paul Rudd still looks as young as he did in that Alicia Silverstone movie, which I can't remember that name, too. Boy, I got to tell you, that's the problem with taking any time off. Oh, I didn't take any time off. I know some of you guys are yelling at the, Wilford Brimley. Wilford Brimley's age. Let me take a look at this. Age. I think he was in his 50s during that movie because he was born in 1934 and Cocoon was out in the 80s. And so when you look at the difference, it just blows your mind. So we were older then. Maybe it's because we had more miles. Maybe it's because we did more. A lot of us have been watching TV. We're indoors. We're moisturizing. Maybe we have better nutrition. I know a lot of us eat like crap, but maybe a lot of us have better nutrition. We know Tom Brady eats pretty well. So there's a lot of that, and I want to look into that. I want to know what exactly we're doing differently, because it could be also with Kakuna was a lot of makeup, but all I know is Wilford Brimley always looked older to me. So Biden is now the oldest president. He, I believe, had a birthday over the weekend, and he turned 80. So happy birthday, President Biden. But he is not a young 80. Right. Nancy Pelosi seems to have a lot more spunk than President Biden does. And having had many patients with cognitive deficits, I've been very, very worried about President Biden. And I've been very concerned. I don't think he's aging well. Now, on one respect, I think he did phenomenal in his 60s and 70s to be able to persist as a vice president and now become president. But I think at this point, when you see him, he looks like he's, I don't want to use a word, but it's deteriorating. He looks like he's deteriorating. So there's been a lot of calls for him to take a test. Biden told MSNBC, I think it's a legitimate thing to be concerned about anyone's age, including mine. He said, but I think the best way to make the judgment is to watch me. Well, that is a problem. When we do watch him, we're reminded of it with everything he says and everything he does and how he walks. And, Jill tries to have his back, and it's not easy. You could be older, and you could still run a country and be older. Trust me, we have a bunch of people that are
older. Nancy Pelosi's 81. Even though I would like to see young people have a shot as well, that doesn't necessarily disqualify you, but Biden is struggling. The founding fathers were mostly in their 40s. When they decided the age of the president at 1787, they were more concerned about, you know, I think you have to be at least 35 years old. Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution specifies you have to be at least 35. But they didn't necessarily talk about if somebody is too old. And I think that wasn't an issue back in the 1700s. But here we do have an issue. But remember, this ain't age. We don't want to discriminate. Age is, there's now all these terms when somebody discriminates against somebody of a certain age or a certain body type or a certain color or sexual acclivity or so, you know, where I don't really foresee, because somebody asked, you know, should the government have age limits? I don't think that's going to hold because we have 90-year-olds, we have centenarians that are still sharp as a tack. How you handle age is term limits. But Biden, you know, was voted in by, now for those who believe the election was valid, Biden was voted in despite his age. And that was what, he was 78 when he ran. And people were absolutely fine with that. I really think it was those individuals who voted for him, not because they loved him, but they didn't want Trump. But, you know, they knew when they voted him in that if he's 78, that means he has to hold office for, you know, two terms till he's 86. I found that to be not plausible, but a lot of individuals didn't care. So same thing with the Supreme Court. When people say, you know, look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg, we didn't know even know if she was alive, you know, the last few months. She was. She made a public, you know, she made some public appearances, but she was ill. And then when she was ill, there was a lot of discussion of were we going to know about it you know, was she still working from home or that maybe that's what the Supreme Court would later need. Maybe a term limit of no more than 25 years or something like that. I don't know if I'm 100% for that. I think the Constitution, I think these guys who built the Constitution understood tyranny, understood, you know, how fascism and put a bunch of checks and balances, and it was very well thought. Like, the Electoral College was brilliant. Otherwise, Idaho and Iowa and Wyoming would never have a voice. It was very, very well constructed. But one thing they had is if you're on the Supreme Court, you're there for life. Yeah, but now that we have individuals who do age and may not necessarily have all their faculties, it does make us a little nervous. So I don't know. But President Joe Biden is not the healthiest of individuals. He does have AFib. We spoke about AFib. And with atrial fibrillation, it can put him at risk for clots. And I don't know if he has Alzheimer's. I don't think he necessarily has Alzheimer's, but he could have multi-infarct dementia. Some starts to that because he has atrial fibrillation that could cause little mini strokes. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, he is the oldest president. But it's, yeah. But, no, Ronald Reagan was a lot younger. 1-877, Duck Dolly.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. percentage points.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in a Buffalo supermarket shooting is pleading guilty to multiple charges, including hate-motivated domestic terrorism.
And I wanted to make sure he was tried by a jury that looked like the victims of this case. I wanted the jury here in Buffalo.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn said he was worried about the case being moved to a different state. The suspect is accused of killing 10 people in May in what authorities say was a racially motivated attack. Today is Cyber Monday, and spending is expected to hit a record. According to Adobe Analytics, U.S. online shopping is projected to top $11.2 billion. If the projection is correct, it would represent a 5.2% increase over last year's number. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, guys. Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had asked, how did Black Friday do? How did the stores do, retail stores do? We had Small Business Saturday on Saturday. We don't have those numbers. What we do have coming out of Reuters is U.S. Black Friday online sales hit a record $9 billion, even despite inflation. But it was the online sales. Now, I'm a fan of Cyber Monday. I'm a fan of cyber shopping. I'm not a fan of in-store Black Friday shopping because it just was a mess. Remember, I told you guys, you know, up to 12% of people could be drunk. People are fighting. It's one of the most dangerous shopping days of the year. You get catfished where, all right, well, look, all the, you know, all these big deals are 50% off. You know, right here in the front of the store, but then you go to the back of the store, you end up paying more. So I'm not a big fan of Black Friday, even though I want retail to be able to bounce back and be in the black, which is another reason why it's called Black Friday. So they could be in the black and not in the red. But
I found this on the
the online shopping is where we can price shop and we can apply coupons and we could do it safer. And I'm a fan of that. I'm just not a fan of my experiences. Black Friday shopping have been horrible. So online spending rose 2.3% on Black Friday. A lot of people with Cyber Monday, you know, don't really remember that there is a Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday's been around since 2005. So we've had it for about 18 years now. And it became a thing when the internet became big. And apparently the NRF, which is, I believe, the National Retail Federation, the National Retail Federation coined the term. They had noticed a recurring spike in online revenue and traffic on Monday following Thanksgiving. They thought it was because people were making purchases from their computers at work where the internet connections were faster and their kids couldn't get a sneak peek at their gifts. So Cyber Monday... Yeah, well, I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, I've worked at places where all people were doing was sitting on the computer. So, you're like, come on, man, right? But it is. It's hard to shop. I had bought some things for my kids, and one of them opened it because they got the mail. And so I kind of like the idea of things shipping to work if you can. This way the kids don't see it. But it is. It's a lot harder to hide things and, you know, say, look, you know, Santa's bringing you this, or there, it's more difficult to do when the kids are watching you at home. Not to mention they could look at your search history. They know more about computers than you do. So if my kids want to know what I'm getting them for the holidays, they can look at my search history and see. Well, if they want to look, they want to see what sort of porn dad's watching, they can do the same thing. But for me, it's what did I buy them? So that's interesting. So the group released, the National Retail Federation issued a press release a few days before Thanksgiving in 2005, and they called the term Cyber Monday. And according to the press release, 77% of online retailers had seen their sales increase substantially on Cyber Monday the previous year, and by NRF calculations, the trend should continue. So they wanted to call it Black Monday after Black Friday or Blue Monday for blue hyperlinks, but they thought Black Monday would sound too much like Black Monday, like remember in the 80s when the stock market crashed? So rather than calling it that, and I think Black Friday is going to be eventually changed. The name will be changed. I think even though people, you know, they don't realize Black Friday was originally named because there was a market crash. That's why it was originally called. There was these two Wall Street sort of sharks tried to corner the gold market, get Ulysses S. Grant to not sell gold, let them bring up the price, and then Ulysses S. Grant figured out what they were trying to do. He opened up the treasury. Everybody bought. The price of gold crashed, but then a lot of farmers, a lot of people got hurt in that stock market crash in the 1800s. And so that was originally the first Black Friday. So I think eventually Black Friday, the name is going to change. But right now it's called Cyber Monday. And I don't think Cyber Monday, though, necessarily is going to always hold because people were buying online anyway. If Black Friday ends up becoming more of a cyber thing, you know, what these names do, and, you know, I know this because I made National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week allows there to be some discussion, some media presence of, guys, we need to donate blood. I want people donating blood year-round, but National Blood Donation Week helps remind people and kind of helps jumpstart the new school year and blood drives and things like that, and to help us from the summer where we usually have a blood drought in terms of donations, and to get ready for the winter. So Cyber Monday will maybe exist, but in terms of the numbers, I really see Black Friday becoming more cyber as it is. And then Cyber Monday, you know, being there to remind people, hey, guys, you could buy online, there's deals. And it does. It helps us. I forgot that there could be deals online. So Adobe Analytics measures e-commerce by analyzing transactions at websites. They have access to data covering purchases at 85% of the top 100 internet retailers in the United States. And even though Black Friday sales rose 1%, that was their forecast. It looks like it beat the forecast by still a record 9.12 billion online sales. Adobe expects Cyber Monday to be the season's biggest online shopping day, driving 11.2 billion. So there are a lot of goodies out there. If you look, there's apparently Apple AirPods. My husband just bought me a set for about $129. Now they're on Amazon for $90. Now hold on a second. I want to see if they're really still. They are for $90. No way. Okay, guys, that's a good deal. Unless he bought the Apple Care. He might have bought, I'm not sure, but that is a good deal, okay? I'm not, you know, I told you guys there's a lot of crappy deals out there, but that is a good deal. A Toshiba 43 class LED smart fire TV for $240, an iRobot Roomba $229, a Chromebook for $179. You could get Chromebooks, though, now under $200, but still, that does look a little cheaper. An Apple MacBook Air laptop is for $799. That's pretty good, because considering a lot of these laptops are $1,200, there's a lot of Amazon, there's a lot of TVs, Insignia, Sony, Walmart has a bunch of sales also in terms of TVs, and it's for, well, one of my friends just bought a TV, but he bought it before that. I think he should have waited. Beats Studio Buds, $90. The Beats Solo Wireless, $115. These Beats, these kids love their Beats, and they're really, really good headphones. Let me see what else that's non-tech. There's a blender of Vitamix, I love Lucy. A Vitamix 5200 blender, professional grade, $300. A blender is $300 now? Okay, I don't think I would spend that money. I mean, I get a blender is important if you juice, but a $300 blender? There's a $100 pressure cooker. This is an Amazon, too, also. A Nespresso Virtuo coffee and espresso machine. A Ninja air fryer for $99. Pans. There's a lot of kitchen stuff. I don't know. You guys would know more. I mean, for me, I thought you get a blender for $25, $30. My blender in college, because that's something you had to have. You had to have a blender, because I had to make the margaritas and the daiquiris. That blender was $25, but that was in the 90s. I still couldn't imagine it go up to $300. Huh. Yeah, the blender lasted, considering we used it a lot. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the University of Idaho murders, not a lot of movement. It's been 2 weeks after four University of Idaho students were stabbed to death in their rooms, with two of the roommates surviving, escaping. Still a lot of confusion on what happened with them. And there has been tip lines that have been publicized, any tips, but here we are 2 weeks later, and kids are back at school now. The Moscow Police Department said Sunday they received 78 calls for unusual circumstances and 36 requests that police perform a welfare check on their loved ones. Now, this is up from 70 and 18, respectively, during the month of October, as families are worried about their loved ones that live out there. They added that community members have uploaded nearly 500 digital media submissions to the FBI link seeking tips in the case. Police said, "We understand there is a sense of fear within our community.
The four students were three women and one man. They were found dead on November 13th in a rental house. I think one or two of them had defense wounds, which means the other ones might have been killed in their sleep and didn't wake up to it in order to be able to fight back. The victims were housemates Madison Mogan, 21, Zana Kernodle, 20, Kaylee Gonclaves, 21, and Kernodle's boyfriend, Ethan Chapin. Ethan Chapin was the only one who wasn't an Idaho native. He was from Mount Vernon, Washington. So many University of Idaho students have returned to campus, even though the president of the university said they could stay home and do online if they were concerned. But people are still confused. Student Carl Sermanis said, "It's been a little bit confusing. It's taken everyone by surprise. Everyone is just finding ways to get through it. For me, it's getting through my classes, but I think everyone is just trying to push through." They say, according to CBS News, local police and federal agents are continuing to follow leads. They have ruled out any connection with two other stabbings in the Pacific Northwest. So there was a double stabbing in Pullman, Washington in 1999, and then there was a 2021 double stabbing. One of them died in Salem, Oregon. They said the cases do share similarities, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're related. Police warned against speculation. That is starting to kind of spread some false facts. As of Friday, 113 pieces of physical evidence have been collected, sent to the Idaho State Police Crime Lab for processing and analysis. Now, the governor of Idaho, Brad Little, has directed up to $1 million in state emergency funds for the ongoing investigation. And there was a vigil. There is a vigil planned for Tuesday, I think Wednesday, on the 30th, to honor the memory of the four students. So it is a little frustrating that it's been this long where, the clues point to this person possibly knew him, that this wasn't a random attack. This was somebody who knew how to get into the house, had a... But we just aren't getting a lot of clues, and they're asking everybody to not guess and wait until their investigation is done. Because the more we say in the media, the more it could sadly spread wrong rumors and speculation. Now, the Walmart shooting, we got a little bit of more information on that. So police have provided an update on the deadly Walmart shooting that occurred before Black Friday. This happened last week in Chesapeake, Virginia. And apparently the shooter, after purchasing a handgun, had left an explanation on his phone, a death note, if you will. It mentioned God, the Holy Spirit, and how he felt his co-workers were mocking him. This is according to MSN. He said, "They gave me evil, twisted grins, mocked me, and celebrated my downfall the last day. That's why they suffered the same fate as me." He writes, "I wish I could have saved everyone from myself. My God, forgive me for what I'm going to do." Now, police also confirmed that Andre Bing, which is his name, used a 9mm weapon, which was legally purchased the morning of the Walmart shooting. A box of ammunition and a receipt were discovered during a police search of his home. The note also described how Bing lost his dignity when he believed his phone was hacked. He said, "I was harassed by idiots with low intelligence and a lack of wisdom," he wrote. So the city released the note in a series of tweets that I guess have been the names of those mentioned by the shooter. He had a kill list. And after opening fire and killing six people at the store where he worked, he was an overnight supervisor. He turned the gun on himself. None of the victims, though, in the Walmart shooting were listed in this note. But apparently there was, I guess, another kill list that he had that was reportedly found last week. The gunman had no criminal history. And this is something that really frustrates law enforcement's efforts. You know, we have these red flag laws that are in debate. You know, well, if somebody violated a law or got caught, then we should be able to prevent the next time around. But oftentimes, and this is what I had said, many of these killings are the first offense. And, you know, the only maybe previous signs could be, well, he was odd, or, you know, he didn't get along with others, or he was alone. You know, you hear people say, well, they were a loner, or they, you know, the other students didn't like him before he was a school shooter, or whoever, you know, we're talking about that would do these heinous crimes. But if he doesn't have a criminal record, again, he could skate under the system. He could have mental illness. He could brew. He could think about killing somebody and then sadly do it. So they said when asked if Bing had ever complained about his colleagues, the company said there is nothing that could justify taking innocent lives. He said, our focus continues to be on the families who are grieving and supporting our associates through this difficult time. This is a spokesperson for the retailer. Now, anybody working at Walmart is probably very, very nervous. You know, we don't want people to profile or discriminate or try to accuse somebody of having mental illness who doesn't. But workers are unsteady. One of them, I think, was a young boy. It was his first job. I think he was a high school student. And he was one of the victims. I told you guys early on, you know, much of the lack of enthusiasm to going back to work was not only the extra $600 a week people were getting with unemployment, but they just didn't want to be, you know, they didn't want the exposure to individuals who could hurt them, especially when people were getting stabbed for urging customers to wear masks and all the other, you know, stupid rules that we had during the COVID lockdowns. And so if you think labor, you know, shortages are going away, they're not. So Chesapeake officials said today we are only focused on those hurt, but the police investigation continues. Now, the victims were Randy Blevins, Lorenzo Gamble, Tanika Johnson, Brian Pendleton, and Kelly Pyle. The city named Fernando Chavez Barron as the 16-year-old victim. So, you know, we hear this, though, a lot, where a school shooter or somebody who decides to murder innocent individuals will claim they were made fun of. Now, this could have happened. It could have not. You know, somebody with mental illness could. That, I can't tell you how many times I would look at somebody and they're like, "You're staring. Why? What's wrong? What's wrong?" I'm like, "Oh no! No, I'm looking beyond you. I'm not looking at you. Oh, no, your outfit's cute. It's fine." I mean, there's some people that really panic, you know, if you're looking at them, and they will infer it to be something more of an assault than a, "Oh, no, I was just daydreaming," or I'm not looking at you. You can't, you know, you're like, "I wasn't looking at you. I didn't say that. When I said, oh, you know, that looks nice, you only said nice. That means you don't like it." And so, you know, sometimes you do have things in, you know, people inferring things differently. But you also have a lot of bullying. I've been bullied. I'm still bullied. As an adult, people are bullied. I hear people talk crap about me all the time. And you know, it shouldn't at all induce a murder spree. But when you have somebody with mental illness, you need to realize that they're, you know, they might look at that as an assault and go after you. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.